The stock market continued its meltdown at the opening of the markets today. In less than an hour this morning, the Dow Jones fell more than 1,000 points. The best headline came from The Verge's Ben Popper, who said, quote, "You know the stock market is trouble when Tim Cook is emailing Jim Cramer." Ben Popper's the business editor for The Verge and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, what did this Cook email say in that was sent to Cramer?
So what really precipitated the big market rout we've seen globally for the last couple of days is economic slowdown in China. And Apple's biggest driver of growth over the last couple of quarters has also been China. So the idea that there'll be less demand in China could be seen as very dangerous for Apple's future returns. Tim Cook sent a letter to Jim Cramer, which was just sort of a reassurance. You know, it said our sales, iPhone sales in China have been actually accelerating. We're doing great. You don't need to worry about us. And, the market has since bounced back and Apple actually led that rally. So this was, one of the CEOs of one of the biggest companies sort of reaching out and saying, everybody calm down. Like, things are going well for us and there's no need to panic yet.
So, Ben, is it possible that he's protesting too much? Sounds like this had the intended effect, but the stock market is not, a group of fanboys at WWDC either, right? Just sort of saying things are okay. Do you think that that's enough, or do you think that Tim Cook kind of mildly freaking out is itself kind of freaky?
Well, yeah, I think the fact that he sent the letter is indicative of the fact that we are entering a serious correction, and it's possible that that could snowball into an economic meltdown of to what size I don't know, and nobody knows. I mean, all Tim Cook is really saying is, the economy has been bad in China going back a number of months. They've had issues in their stock market. And so during that time, our growth has been accelerating. So, yes, you're right. The reassurance is a bit of a warning sign in and of itself. But, at the same time, we're not at meltdown yet.
Well, that's reassuring. I can't get a real handle on whether or not I think personally that Apple is going to be reporting some good quarters coming up soon. The reason is that the stellar quarter that they just had in China, especially, was the result of a couple of historically rare bits of pent-up demand. So for starters, they were not on China Mobile, the world's largest carrier, for a long, long time. Finally, they made a deal last year, and then the iPhone became available on China Mobile. And as people came through their upgrade cycles, a lot of people buying iPhones. The second one is that China loves gigantic phones. Apple only had tiny phones. And when they came out with the iPhone 6 Plus, finally they satisfied the Chinese market and many of the markets around the world with a big phone. And so that pent-up demand was satisfied in a big rush. And then we have the stock market troubles, which, if anything, in China will make people a little bit maybe less confident as the consumer confidence and so on is damaged by this whole problem, even if it recovers immediately. So I don't really have it. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Apple is building Apple stores like as fast as they possibly can. And so their presence in China is actually growing fast. So I don't really get a sense of whether Apple is going to be disappointing us all or if they're going to be impressing us again. What's your sense on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, in the email that he sent to Jim Cramer, Tim Cook points out that LTE penetration in China is still very low compared to other developed markets. And so that means there's still a ton of upside, people getting basically onto smartphones from feature phones, and they think they can capture a significant piece of that. So I'm not an Apple expert, and you shouldn't listen to me if you're picking stocks. But I don't think that the growth in China is over, far from that. Is the best growth in China over? Perhaps, as you point out, there were a couple of sort of choke points that were holding up and a lot of demand was released in two quarters. But, globally speaking, there's still a huge group of people that are moving from feature to smartphones, and Apple is poised to capture a huge percentage of that.
So, Ben, my last question is, do you think that there's any other CEO out there who could have the same effect by sending a letter to Jim Cramer?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Apple is completely unique in both, the size of the business. Recently they posted the largest quarterly profit in corporate history, And, you know, they fluctuate in valuation, but they're up there with, you know, the Exxons of the world. At the same time, you know, it's a business that people can relate to more than an Exxon. Everybody has a smartphone or a tablet or a laptop. And so, you know, they feel connected to that as a consumer. So, no, I think Tim Cook is in a really unique position and, you know, is able to sort of offer a calming hand. You know, whether or not we should feel good about the world just because people are still buying iPhones, you know, there's bigger macro issues out there that are leading to these stock market declines. But it was certainly an interesting thing to see from somebody who reports on technology what Tim Cook's, you know, right place is in the larger world of business.
And it, I thought it was kind of weird that instead of going to the big, heavy-hitting investor types, he went to a guy who basically has a carrot top-like show with props and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Although he is respected in many circles. So I guess he's a little of both. He's got a big platform, and he's also a reasonably good financial analyst that I guess people listen to. Ben Popper's at TheVerge.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at Ben Popper. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.